Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Go Blue Hour on the Mike Valenti Show.
There's a phrase about Michigan. It's simple. They've never lost. They just simply run out of time. Whatever, man. It's just incredible watching grown adults snivel and whine and cry.
Featuring Braylon Edwards. To you by Mr. B's Pub in Royal Oak on 97.1 The Ticket.
This one hurts because we're better than Michigan State. That's why it hurts, Pat. It's a rivalry and we're better. That's why it hurts. You expect to lose Ohio State. If you look at the record over the last, you know, 10, 12 years, you kind of expect that. You hope you want to win, but you expect it. You expect to beat Michigan State every year. Even though they're 8 out of the last 10, you still expect to beat Michigan State. If it doesn't rain yesterday, we don't lose. Like, legitimately. Like, we don't lose.
Well, that's the audio in question. That's some of the worst stuff I've heard on this station, and the man who said it is here. My God, tell me you're not doubling down on this, please.
Hey, before we start this whole broadcast stuff, I just want to say thank you to the New York Yankees for beating the Cleveland Indians. I don't know if I could have stood another World Series with them potentially winning.
Irrelevant.
Cleveland fans call me a hater.
Irrelevant. It is. Nobody cares.
Just wanted to say thank you, Yankees.
You're welcome. Now, get to it. Please tell me, God, you're not doubling down on that nonsense.
100%. It is not the only reason why we lost that football game. It definitely is the only reason why. However, it is definitely one of the factors. I don't know if you guys ever play. Wait, actually, I do. You haven't. Rain affects play. Be it slipping in the rain, be it balls sliding out of quarterback's hand, and be it dropping passes. Even you guys had a little bit of that, dropping fumbles with Lewerke as well as Tristan Jackson.
How many turnovers
on the sideline?
How many turnovers were there?
You were smart. You kept to the run.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna blame the rain. You're gonna blame the rain for your $9 million coach throwing 8 straight passes.
No, not blaming the rain entirely. I just said that's one of the reasons. There are a ton of other things.
What did you say in that clip?
I said if it doesn't rain, we win.
Okay, so don't do this whole entirety routine.
It's not entirely. It's the truth. If it doesn't rain, we win. It is.
All right. How many plays did you run in our territory after your first drive in the first half? Because I've got the answer, but I want to see if you know.
Plays or series?
Plays. Total.
6.
3. Dry. 14-3. State driving. Ends up punting. You are doing nothing in the dry weather. Now, for fun, it rains.
Okay. Let's go back to the dry. Let's go back to the dry weather.
Yeah, where it's 14-3.
Opening drive, we destroyed you guys offensively. Jim Harbaugh decides to throw two fades. We're not a one-on-one type wide receiver
team. That's not my problem that your coach is a maniac.
But that's what we're talking about.
No, you wanted to bring up the rain.
The rain is part of it. We're still talking about other stuff, too, though. The rain is part of it,
though.
There
is no other stuff. The rain is part of nothing except an excuse.
What is it not part of? It's a part of you guys not getting the first down in the second half. Obviously, it meant something.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How many plays you run in our territory in the second half, right?
Three, in the second half.
One. You get no claim to victory when you run four plays in the opposition's territory in some total outside of the two drives.
Now, there's a lot of onus on Jim Harbaugh as well. There's definitely some onus on him. A lot of onus on him.
So why invoke the rain?
Because it's true. It factors in. Are you serious? It doesn't factor. Weather doesn't
factor. Let me ask you a question. So did it factor more for you than State? Because last I checked, we both played in it.
You guys don't use a passing game like we do.
We have a better passing game than you do.
But you don't use it like we do.
Here, let me set you straight on this.
Please,
okay?
Please do.
Because this is where Caputo failed.
Please do.
If that game's in dry weather, okay, we beat you by 17.
Not even close.
14-3 in the dry weather. You were never scoring on RD because your quarterback sucks.
Listen, at the end of the day, I give credit where credit is due.
No, you're not. You went on the air and blamed the rain.
The first thing I did was give credit to Joe Bocci and what he was able to do.
The
way he played intense, though. I gave him credit first. I gave him credit first. I didn't say but. I gave him credit and said, however.
Hold on. Run that back. Sully, run that back again.
You've been listening to it all week.
You're damn right. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard on this station.
Sounds good, but who was higher on Michigan State? Me or you? I was. Now,
how?
Because I said they were a better team than you gave them credit for.
What are you talking about? I came on the air and picked us to play a close game, and you still went, no, dog, you're not getting 10 points.
You said this game because it's a rivalry. You thought that they would be better with the defensive interior. You only like four players on that team all year. You like Lowerke, the two defensive interior guys,
and the cornerback. Who was more accurate in the pregame analysis?
I said it was going 14 points. Me. I said 14 points.
So you go on the air and you go, Pat, legitimately, if it doesn't rain, we don't lose. Now you want to tell me you're talking about everything but the rain. Do you understand how disrespectful it is to blame the rain?
I didn't say everything but the rain. I said the rain was a huge factor. That's what I said. It started pouring down with 8 minutes and 6 seconds left in the third quarter.
Okay.
That's a whole quarter and three quarters.
And guess what? You still couldn't score on us. We gave you the ball in our territory because of the wind and rain on a muff punt and a terrible punt. Congratulations. You made us pay. Outside of that, what did you do? You ran one play in our territory for a half. Look, man, the rain goes both ways. If your coach was smarter and he ran the football a little more.
Understood. Karan Higdon was 12 for 66. I agree with you.
Right, 100%. But the problem is, as a team, you were 2.7 yards per play. Do you know how pathetic that is?
Because they kept putting Ty Isaac in there. Why? I don't know.
Ty Isaac had 4 carries for the game.
And then why would we put Chris Evans in the second half? Chris Evans had a good drive in the first drive. Everything after that was terrible.
Part two, you go, we expect to lose to Ohio State, which is an opinion I don't understand. You go, oh, well, we lost 8 out of 10. You expect to lose to them. Then you go, even though we've lost 8 out of 10 to Michigan State, we expect to beat them. Now, what kind of lame brain deal is that?
Here's my mindset as a player. This is the former player mindset. So something you can't understand.
I'm going to tell you something. You keep going back to this whole former player routine.
Right,
brother, let me tell you something. That don't score any points with me. I really don't care. Because you're not a player no more.
All I said was I was giving you a point of view from being in that rivalry as a player.
Hey, man, please. You want to throw digs because I'm not a former player? I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn either, but I'm telling you from my point of view where it comes from.
Let me hear your point of view. Outer space. Go ahead.
Sounds good. Every time we played Michigan State, when I was there in the years before that, we knew we were going to win. It didn't matter what time we got to in the game. Didn't matter how it happened. We knew we were going to win, and we did. So that mentality continues, like, even though I don't play anymore.
Why? That makes no sense.
As a player, that's what I see.
You haven't been in Michigan in 13 years.
It doesn't matter. In my mind, Michigan State is still inferior.
What are you, nuts? You're still like inferior. The dude who still swears he's in high school.
And not trying to be in high school. Not at all.
Braylon, 13 years later, things have kind of changed. Somewhat. You can't pretend it's 04 anymore.
Not trying to pretend it's 04 anymore.
You are when you say things like that.
No, we're a better team than we were. Literally, if you want to count those Rich Rod and those Brady Hoke years, it's just like when I brought up Bobby Williams and John L. Smith. You threw that to the side, too.
No, for I me, don't throw them to the side. They count on the record.
When I said Bobby Williams to you, and I said, you said, oh, God, yeah, Bobby and John L. Yeah,
terrible.
Okay. That's it. Okay, it's the same thing for me with Rich Rod and Brady Hoke. Two guys that didn't understand it couldn't get it done. You guys went and got a guy that got the rivalry, got it done, and rebuilt the focus of Michigan State, Mark D'Antonio. We got a guy which has done the same now with Jim Harbaugh. That's all I'm saying in terms of that.
But you can't beat us. So why do you expect to beat us when it hasn't happened in a decade?
Listen, you guys are getting the plays at the big house. It is happening that way. The ball is fumbling and falling your way. And
the old lucky break routine.
It's not really a lucky break routine if I can sit here and point out a couple of plays on a consistent basis.
What are these couple of plays?
Okay.
You turned it over five times.
2 years ago to play.
39 carries for 102 yards. You ran 4 total plays on our side of the field in a whole football game outside of your 2 scores.
Right.
And you want to say it's a couple lucky plays? Do you understand how disrespectful that is?
Was there an interception before it started raining?
Yes. Absolutely. End of the first half.
So 2 in the rain, 1 before.
Hey, didn't David Dowell have one before it was raining? I mean, bottom line is your quarterback stinks. Your offense stinks. Why is that my problem? Your coach called 8 straight pass plays in the rain. What do you want me to tell you?
That definitely isn't your problem. That's definitely something Jim Harbaugh has to, hey, trust me, he takes a lot of blame too. Like literally, that 5:19 left in the second half. Where you ran that terrible cross on first down, you run the ball with Chris Evans on second down, and then you take the sack by O'Corn on third down, trust me, from the 41-yard line with a chance to not tie the game, but go down 10-14. There's a lot of blame on Jim Harbaugh as well, trust me.
Right, but that's my point is when you do, look, the whole issue, and this has been the backbone of this show all week.
Right.
The very things you say, this narrative, this whole deal about, look what Dez did on TV. And I brought it up on Monday.
Yeah, you said that was stupid.
But I think it's hilarious because I'll tell you one thing. I know for a fact that was sent to our players.
100%. It's 2017. That's everywhere. That's
right.
Viral.
So the narrative is the very thing that kills you guys. But then you go on the air and you do to blame the rain routine. Or you go, Mike, I'm a former player. We used to beat Michigan State all the time. Well, guess what? It's not that anymore. When you say things like that, you are feeding into the very narrative that busts your ass 8 out of 10 years now. Feeding MSU.
At the same time, if you listen to me, if you be honest with yourself.
Go ahead.
Not even Michigan State thing anymore. I have legitimately been non-biased to Michigan the whole season. I've been non-biased to Michigan State the whole season. I actually like Michigan State going into this game, not against Michigan, just in terms of their team where they were more than you did. And you can't say that's not true.
Sure I can. I said it'd be a field goal game in the fourth quarter.
No, I'm talking about Michigan State as a whole team. Before this game, I was higher on them than you. You didn't like them at the beginning of the year, then slowly but surely, okay. I still say, you know, it's something here. There's something here. And even Notre Dame game, I'm the one that called. You said, they're a lot better than you give them credit for, I think.
Right.
The three turnovers, you can't do that 100%.
Right, because I'm more cynical than you are.
Everything else they did, they outplayed them.
Yeah, but the difference is, if you beat my team, I call a spade a spade. I don't sit here and blame the rain. I don't sit here and go, we used to beat them, but I still expect to beat them.
I got a page full of crap that has nothing to do with the rain, so trust me, it's not all about the rain. All this is about Harbaugh raining, the wide receivers, the way they're getting off the jam. It's not all about the rain.
No, but nowhere along the line do I hear you crediting our defense.
The first thing I said, I even know their names and what they did.
Well, congratulations. You work for BTN and you're on this radio show. I'd hope you know a few of their names.
It doesn't have anything to do with BTN. If I see somebody as a good player, I call that as a good player.
Okay, so here's the point. You went on with Pat and said those things. All I'm wanting from you is to get rid of the rain as a part of any of this. If you want to present evidence as to why you lost, I'll hear all of it. I will not hear the rain when you tell Pat and you go, dude, if it doesn't rain, we don't lose. Those are your words.
100% they were my words. And maybe they were mistaken. Maybe it's at a point where Michigan State just came out with the intensity that you said they would have, and they approached the rivalry a little bit different than we do, and maybe they were able to get the plays done. Maybe their coach outcoached our coach, and he played trestle ball, where maybe we should have took a little bit of that into consideration and played some trestle ball outside just throwing the ball.
Now we're getting somewhere.
So maybe that is the case.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And maybe I threw the rain out there. In fact, I still think I maybe shouldn't have thrown it out there. Maybe I shouldn't have thrown it out there. Maybe I should have kept that one to myself and stayed professional. Maybe it was a little bit of a personal bias to being a Michigan homer. Maybe it was. With that being said, can we get down to what the hell happened in that game and the rest of the Big Ten?
Yeah, and you can talk to the people. Next. It's a good 13 minutes for you. 97.1. Sully, the ticket text, and I want to get to the people, and Braylon also has commentary that doesn't involve the Weather Channel. Go ahead. Today, Sully. Take a text. Let's go.
Absolutely. All right, so the rain just magically doesn't affect the Spartan football team? That's a question.
The Spartans didn't pass the ball in the second half. The one pass they threw, Tristan Jackson dropped. Mark D'Antonio said, you know what? That's enough for me. We're just going to run the ball.
He was a smarter coach.
I agree with you. He said, we're just going to run the ball and, you know.
Next.
I love these texts back-to-back for comparison. You're such a liar, Valeni. Braylon is spot on. Followed by a U of M fan here. Braylon is so out of touch and completely delusional.
My only question is out of curiosity. If Michigan State's defense was that good, then why did you pick Michigan to win, Mike?
Because I never really expected us to get two offensive touchdowns. I really didn't believe that we'd be. I thought we could cobble 13 points together.
You said it was going to be 17-14.
Right.
So that's two touchdowns.
No. 17-13. Remember we talked about this?
It's one of those deals where it's like,
yeah, the bottom line is we got up 14-3 and we're able to play from a position I didn't think we'd be able to play from, which is a two-score lead.
Yeah, and then what happened? Like, it was easy to play from that two-score lead because.
Because you have a broke bleep offense.
And then it rained. Give me more ticket texts, but I'm having fun.
Come on, keep going.
All right, rapid fire. You guys just jump in when you want. Shame on U of M for not scoring more when it was dry. Another one here. Oh, my. Braylon and Mike going at it. This is a straight-up street fight.
Rapid fire. Let's
I
go.
Like how when Braylon is losing the argument, he always brings up, well, I'm a former player and you're not.
But when you ask for a standpoint, like you ask me for my mentally standpoint, like where you stand on that?
It doesn't rain. MSU runs a different offense. Wake up.
Amen.
Oh, my God. This is epic. Can we have a Go Blue Hour every day?
No.
Braylon is owning Mike. Braylon's right. Michigan would have played better in dry conditions.
Keep telling yourselves that. 14-10.
Braylon, you're delusional. Get your Go Blue glasses off.
Okay, I think we've got a good taste of the
ticket
text.
That was the entire sheet that I had.
All right, yeah. Your thoughts with the Harbaugh stuff, then I have to get to the people. Go.
Yeah, go ahead. With Jim Harbaugh, man, just like I said, I think there was a situation where they ran the ball well with Caron Hagdon every time he had something going. You know, and I have to get, actually, let me take a step back and give Mark D'Antonio and that, you know, that offense for the drive that they did score, or the second drive. That was just an amazing play call on the jet sweep screen. It was something very simple, and it's actually what you and I talked about. It was like for them to get something going against Michigan, it has to be something quick or run the ball. They didn't choose to run the ball. It did something quick, and it worked. It was wide open. They used the fact that Michigan's always uphill. They ran right by him. Like, I didn't see any of that out of Michigan. You know, I just felt like if you're going to pass the ball 75 times in the rain, do what we do best. Like, use a tight end. Stop trying to throw the ball downfield. We have not done a good job of one-on-one routes. That's why I told you before this week, we need a concept routes, two routes, or rub routes. Like, Minnesota, the Patriots do so well. They have little wide receivers, little quick, fast guys. You run rub routes. Run two guys on the slant. You run an inside guy on the flat route. You create some opportunities to get yourself in space, some quick throws, some comfortable throws. You're trying to throw the ball downfield with a guy that's not proven. You're trying to throw the ball to receivers that aren't proven. That just all over the place. The routes are sloppy on the one interception that O'Korn threw. Both receivers are in the same spot. Like, who's running what? Yeah, so it just was. I just don't know, man.
$1 million offensive coordinator, $1 million passing game coordinator, $9 million coach with NFL pedigree and a former quarterback. And that's what your offense is. And on third and three, you went into your five wide package to throw the ball in the middle of a monsoon.
Yeah, I go back to, I literally go back, and this was before the monsoon started. 5:19 in the second quarter left. We literally had great field positions. 41, right now it's 14-3. We go down, we score a touchdown, we get some feet. Just anything can happen. You ran the worst crossing route ever and threw to a guy that's struggling as a wide receiver, struggling as a freshman. And Peoples Jones, it doesn't get caught. Then on second down and 10 from the 41, still not raining yet, still a dry game, still a lot of offense in front of you. Trevno, what do you have? Pep Hamilton, what do you have? Well, let's run the ball straight up the middle, which they expect to Chris Evans. Now you're looking at third and 10, you know, and then he drops back. He eludes one tackler, and as opposed to, you know, finding the running back who's clearly butt naked wide open. I hope I can say that on the air.
You can.
Butt naked wide open at the first down marker. You look down the field for, I don't know, Dave Terrell, Ty Streets, Mercury Hayes, somebody. None of them there. Nobody's answering the phone. And you take a sack. And now we can't even punt. Now we can't get in the field goal range. So it is what it is, man. There was a lot of ugly things from the O-line, from O'Korn.
Your O-line is terrible.
From the head guy.
They're terrible.
They did play bad, but a lot of that, too, is O'Korn. You can't hold the ball. Like, great quarterbacks don't hold the ball that long. So you got to kind of know. You have to have a time clock in your head, man. And you got to regroup. And it's going to be interesting. Got to regroup.
Let's go to the people. Scotty, you're up first. You're on with Braylon. What do you got?
I can't believe I got to hear that on hold, which no one else got to hear, but we'll just leave it at that. That was awesome, Braylon. Braylon, here's the thing. You said so many things on Sunday, and I'm trying to help here, but you're institutionalized. A lot of your issues that has to do with your school, which you should be proud of, it's not your fault. You were raised by the great St. Edwards, and you grew up in that era, and I respect that, okay? Now, but I got to throw some facts at you to bring you back on the earth to help you fix this, okay? Because you can fix it, because you are a functioning adult, and you're on the radio, and you're on TV, and you need to know your facts, okay?
Thanks for talking to me like I'm 12. I appreciate that.
No, because after what you said, Sonny, you deserve it, my man. I'm just telling you.
Well, keep it going.
Since 2004, which when you left and you stuck a dagger in my heart with those three touchdowns at Michigan Stadium, okay, 25 different Power 5 schools have won a conference title since Michigan has. 25 different power schools. Because in the last 20 games against Michigan State and Ohio State, Michigan is 3-17. Okay? This narrative that caused you to say these things, you have to recognize it. My biggest problem that happened on Sunday wasn't even about the rain and all that stuff that you and Mike already talked about. It was the disrespect that you gave Mark D'Antonio. One of the things that you said to Pat on Sunday was, you said, first of all, Mark D'Antonio hasn't accomplished anything because he hasn't won a national championship.
Okay? Don't believe I use the word anything. Don't believe I use the exact word anything.
Go back and look at the tape. Here, listen to the tape. You didn't say anything because you didn't want a natty, okay?
Right.
Now, you don't want to start doing that judgment because then your boy Bo is one of the most overrated coaches of all time. Here's the second thing. When Pat brought up Jim Tressel ball, you dismissed Mark D'Antonio as not being able to hold a candle to Jim Tressel and said Jim Tressel was great even though he cheated, but Mark's not. The last thing you said was, Jim Harbaugh shouldn't be judged until his seventh year, because that's when Mark D'Antonio accomplished his first major thing at Michigan State. That's what you said. And my last comment is, if we're such a little brother and we're so insignificant, why in the world would you have your coach measured on the same stratosphere as you're measuring Mark D'Antonio? It makes no sense to me.
Actually, I was asked who was a better coach between Mark D'Antonio and Jim Harbaugh. That's what prompted those comments. So it was kind of like, what do you think about Mark D'Antonio as in comparison to Jim Harbaugh? And that spawned that whole conversation. So, yeah, I did say 7 years. That's how long it took him to win the Big Ten title.
No, it didn't. Mark got there in 07. We won the big title in 2010. That's not even factually correct.
You won the Big Ten title when?
2010.
Okay, when was his first year there?
2007.
Okay, so 4 years.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's just not correct. I mean, look, bottom line.
So Harbaugh has another year, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've said it. Next year, the pressure has to be on. I don't care what the cult in Ann Arbor says. If he goes out next year and he doesn't end up in Indy, Braylon, that's a complete and utter failure. Period. Right. You can't go 4 years. Man, you're not building UTEP. This isn't like Arizona State or something.
Right.
It still is a really good football school, even though they've had a rough 15 years, 13 years.
Right.
Dude, the pressure has to be on at some point.
It is, and I think part of the pressure is not on because he took a team that nobody wanted. In 2015, they said that team couldn't win six games. They said they were terrible. He found 10 wins, and barring one play in which he should have just went to match protection, they beat Mark Dan, it'd be 2 years in a row, but they won 11 games that year if they go max protect. So I think that is still helping him out in a lot of regard, in a lot of ways. Last year, they really should have got it done. That was their year. You know, they had talent on both sides of the ball.
He inherited NFL talent. He really did.
It typically happens like that. You know, Brady inherited, you know, Rich Rod's best team and won Sugar Bowl. And then, you know, Harbaugh inherits Brady's best team. And they, you know, they win the they did it last year. So
more to people coming up next. More Sully stumbling through ticket text. Not your finest moment.
That was fine.
It was mediocre.
I'll do better next time.
97.1.
97.1, the ticket. Traffic.
This report sponsored by Indeed.com. There's a multi-car crash blocking the left shoulder, US 23 southbound after Plymouth Road. On 96, the Jeffries westbound ramp to southbound 275. A stalled semi is reported. Traffic is getting by on the shoulders. And look out for an accident blocking the left lane and shoulder, Southfield southbound at Ford Road. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Michelle Pena in the WWJ 24-hour traffic center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.